This is great having you back.
Well, I'm excited to be back. I can't believe it's been 40 years. It's gone by so fast. But it's so exciting to be back, to see Drury, how it's changed and grown. And I feel like I'm 40 years younger today.
Well, you can suit up and get out there and play a little bit. I think before we go any further with some of your recollections, I think the folks would like to know what James Bone is doing now.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting. I spent about 20 years in financial services. I was senior vice president of risk management for Fidelity Investments, which was great. And then for the last 10 years, I started a risk consulting business. And then Columbia University called and asked if I would help them build an enterprise risk program for their graduate program. So I've been doing that now for about 4.5 years.
Do you like getting back in the classroom?
You know, I love it. What I didn't realize how much I would enjoy teaching, but I enjoy it a lot. It's exciting.
What are some of your favorite memories?
Well, you know, honestly, my favorite memories are the camaraderie that we had as a team. I think it was a very special team. We weren't that big. We really weren't individually, except for maybe JD and a couple of other guys were very, very talented. But as a team, I think we were very tough to beat. And it was because we had chemistry. We worked well as a team. We knew what our role was, and we played our role very, very well.
When you remember that and remember the effect of having the teamwork and the camaraderie, does that come into your teaching at all? Does that even enter into risk management?
No, absolutely, because business is really all about teamwork. And I think one of the biggest problems in business is that if you don't get along, if you don't have that chemistry, right, business tends to not do very well. So I think we teach that. Actually, believe it or not, I have created a cognitive risk framework to teach people the importance of behavior and working together as a team, because I think it's so important. In fact, it may be the biggest cause of risk.
You have a major advantage teaching a class in which you were a participant in competitive athletics. That has to have played a big role.
No, it does play a big role. In fact, I think athletics plays a big role in success no matter what you choose to do. You know, I know that we're getting a lot of recognition as a basketball team, but if you look at our swim team, you look at some of the other teams, and at Missouri State as well, if you look at the athletes, what they've done after they've left the program, I think you'll probably see a trend of success, because the same values that are important in sports are the same values that are important in life.
Oh, that is so very well said. Now let's go back to 1979, 78, 79 season, 40 years ago. You go up to the Kemper Arena in Kansas City and win the national championship up there. Was there ever a doubt and we're talking individually now, yeah, in James Bone's mind that you would not win?
You know what? I had so much trust in my teammates, my fellow teammates, but I have to say that was the most nervous we ever were at that time. We didn't start out that well. It was a fairly close game, and I didn't play that well, particularly when I started out. But Mike Carter and Washington played incredible. And so we actually fed off each other. And so we believed in each other, and I think it made a difference. But I can't say that we thought we were going to win that game. I mean, and there was a lot of pressure, right? Because it had been years since Drury had won a national championship. So that was the tradition. We had played well, but, you know, we were still worried.
And fairly close to Springfield, you had a great fan base up there, too. That made a big difference.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember after we won in Kansas City, I was driving back to Kansas City for something else. I stopped at a gas station, random gas station along the way between Springfield and Kansas City, and people knew who I was. So that's when I knew it was really important.
Now we're going to have to, I'm not going to have to, but I'm going to ask James Bone from a personal standpoint. When you played, you were the center, you were the enforcer on the boards, right. You were the heavy in there to make sure that things didn't get out of control,
right.
And you portrayed yourself as that. That really isn't James Bone. When did you assume the personality of James Bone, who we know now?
Well, you know, actually, the personality, when you meet me, I'm a very gentle person. That's who I am. But I have a fire in my belly, a competitive fire. So I'm quiet, but I'm competitive. Like, I never cared about scoring a lot of points, even though I scored points. But I knew that my role was rebounding, and I knew that I did that well. I was fierce because I had to be for the team. Everyone looked to me for their fierceness to control the game. I looked to Jerry to do his thing in scoring. I looked to Mike because he was the cheerleader. He's the energy of the team. So I just played my role. But after the game, I was the guy. You never even heard about me after that. I was a pretty quiet guy.
Now, you were born and raised in the South. How did you end up in New England, which is where you're living now?
Yeah. Well, so that's a great question, because when I left Drury, did not go back home. In fact, I started my career in Texas, but I went back to get a master's degree at East Carolina University. And I, at that time, this was in the early 80s, and kids were making a ton of money on Wall Street. And I thought, hey, I want a little bit of that. Because that competitive, you know, I have to tell you, finance gave me that same fierce competitiveness that I was missing in every other business. So that's how I ended up there. That's how I ended up in Boston. And people may not remember this, but in the early 80s, it was a big recession, the market had crashed. But I had just started my career. So it was a perfect time for me. When the market turned around, my career turned around, and I did very, very well.